Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Gibbons, G-I-B-B-O-N-S. Joanne Gibbons is a 66-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7-14-21. Apparently, she was walking down the hallway and her, quote, anti-slip, quote, work shoes stuck to the floor and she fell. Apparently, she believes she injured her left hip and back and was seen at Inspira emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a broken left hip. Apparently, she did undergo total left hip replacement on 7-16-21. Apparently, she completed her course of active care in January 2022. Ms. Gibbons admits to having arthritis throughout her entire body before the subject event. Paired this was ongoing, and she took medication for it when needed. Period. She already had a right total hip replacement by the same surgeon in 2007 after her hip was crushed. Period. Before the replacement, it had some type of surgical repair. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Cooperman, K-U-P-E-R-M-A-N, on it appeared that she had been to the emergency room on 7-14-21 after sustaining a fall at work. Apparently she had hip pain and imaging identified a hip fracture. Period. She then underwent left total hip replacement with Dr. Bundens, B-U-N-D-E-N-S, on 7-16-21. Period. Since surgery, she had uncontrollable pain. Period. She was continued on her home Percocet, but also required IV Dilaudid and Toradol, and was then started on OxyContin. Period. On this occasion, she was still in the hospital and undergoing this consultation. Period. Listed assessments were status post left hip fracture, comma, arthritis, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, tobacco use, comma, essential hypertension, comma, and fever of unspecified cause. Period. On 7-27-21, nurse practitioner Green, G-R-E-E-N, noted the results of a urine sample that identified bacteria. Period. She had numerous diagnostic studies in conjunction with the urine study. Period. Ms. Green continues to follow her regularly over the next several days, as did Dr. Cooperman. Period. New paragraph. You have informed me that based upon the EMS report of 7-24-21, she gave a history of slipping on a newly cleaned floor, causing her to fall on her left hip. She also gave a history of prior right hip fracture that occurred about 15 years ago that led to a right hip replacement surgery. She then underwent total hip replacement by Dr. Bundens on 7-16-21. She followed up with him post-operatively. She also followed up with family practice and other specialists. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. It appears that she was transferred to a rehabilitation hospital after release from Inspira. Period. Its name was Goodwill Caring. Period. I just dropped the phone accidentally. One of the specialist consultations done when hospitalized was Dr. Visco, V-I-S-C-O, comma, another with Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, on 7-15-21. Apparently she was discharged from the hospital on 7-21-21, period. A discharge documentation was created noting she had other comorbid conditions, including alcohol abuse, with variable reports of daily vodka use, comma, moderate malnutrition, comma, arthritis, comma, hypertensive disorder, comma, and macrocytosis, period. New paragraph, she was readmitted to the hospital on 4-6-22 and was evaluated by Dr. Bashian, B-A-S-H-I-A-N, period. She presented with one day of acute onset severe abdominal pain, period. She underwent a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, period. There was moderate volume of pneumoperitoneum and abdominal pelvic free fluid suspicious for perforation. Period. There was bilary ductal dilatation. Period. There was heterogeneous cortical enhancement of the kidneys on the left greater than right. That was nonspecific. Period. He also underwent numerous laboratory studies. Period. On 4-6-22, she underwent laparoscopic repair of perforated gastric ulcer with a GRAHM, G-R-A-H-A-M, patch, done by Dr. Bashian. The postoperative diagnosis was perforated gastric ulcer, period. New paragraph, an earlier CAT scan of her left hip was done preoperatively on 7-14-21. There was generalized osteopenia. Apparently she had non-displaced left femoral subcapital fracture with varus angulation. Period. On 7-14-21, she underwent rib x-rays that showed healed fractures of the right 6th and 7th ribs that were most likely old. Period. The rib cage was otherwise negative. Period. Plain x-rays of the left femur also showed an acute non-displaced subcapital fracture of that bone, period. She did undergo extensive rehabilitation at NovaCare rehabilitation, period. This was rendered through 10-29-21, period. The records we have from Dr. Bunden's run through 12-27-21, period. At that time, he noted she had a venous Doppler that was negative for deep vein thrombosis in the left lower leg, period. She was utilizing aspirin, period. She was to follow up on an as-needed basis, period. Next section, physical examination, general appearance. The examinee was an adult white female in no acute distress, who appeared appropriate for her stated age, period. She was hard of hearing, period. Extremities upper, her hands had a reddish tint to them that she attributed to exertion and heat, period. The upper extremities were simply observed and not examined closely. Compared to lower extremities, there was a 1/2 inch difference in the left leg, shorter than the right. Compared, there was two healed oblique lateral hip fractures on the left. Compared, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She was tender about the left quadriceps, but there was none on the right. Paired hip maneuvers normal. Circumferences were 45.0 on the right and 45.0 on the left at the quadriceps level. Paired parentheses, the quads were not tender. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a broad gait, but did not use any assistive devices. Paired. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres without tenderness. Paired, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/14/21, Joanne Gibbons slipped and fell at work. Paired, she was transported to the emergency room and had diagnostic testing. Paired, this identified a fracture of her left femur. Paired, she was admitted for definitive care. Paired, Dr. Bundens performed open reduction internal fixation. Shortly thereafter, period. More specifically, it was left total hip arthroplasty for a postoperative diagnosis of left femoral neck fracture. Period. After being discharged from the hospital, she did receive some home health care from Goodwill Caring Healthcare Services. Apparently, she also participated in extensive physical therapy over the next few months. Running through 10/29/21, she also experienced a ruptured gastric ulcer that necessitated surgery many months later. Paired within her list of diagnoses were chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and alcoholism. Period. At the current evaluation, she denied ever having been diagnosed with alcoholism. Period. This petitioner had already undergone right total hip arthroplasty with some surgical scars that should have been noted here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found she ambulated with a broad gait, but no assistive devices. Period, she had full range of motion of both hips without tenderness. Period, the left leg was 1/2 inch shorter than the right. Period, quadriceps circumferences were the same at 45.0 centimeters. Paired provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 15% permanent partial total disability at the left hip. Paired, I should also note that she carried a diagnosis of diffuse osteopenia that obviously made her at higher risk for fracture when falling. Paired, and that is the end.